This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Welcome to the weekend. This is Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings. I'm with our co-host on our program, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He's helped untold number of people with their career to recalibrate and retool, and he's here with us right now. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Freddie Bell.
You've done a lot of speaking here. I know this is off topic. You've been talking about some really needed information in our communities and around the country. Can you just recap really quickly about what you've been sharing with audiences across the country?
In the past year, Freddie, I've developed a new talk called Walk the Walk, Step Up the Community Leadership. It's been very well received. I've spoken in New Orleans as well as Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll be speaking here in the Twin Cities this fall. Really just some relevant, timely information for people to grow their leadership skills of all ages. If it's a 19-year-old college student or a 49-year-old career person looking for something else or supercharging their career or just being involved in their community. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's been a very, very well-received talk. It's called Walk the Walk, Step Up the Community Leadership. And I give them, Freddie, three actionable steps to carve out their own leadership path. And it's been very well-received. And I'm getting a lot of people coming back to me saying it's working.
All right. And this week, we want to talk about hide or go seek opportunities in this year's hidden Twin Cities job market.
Yes. I love the title, Freddie. We can be hiding or we can go seek opportunities in the hidden job market, right? Well, let's define the hidden job market. It's simply the unadvertised job market, Freddie. Not every job gets posted to job boards or company websites. And there's specific reasons why. Many times companies don't want to play their hand on, you know, if they're adding a new division or letting someone go. There's some good reasons. Plus, some companies don't have a human resource staff that can sift through thousands of resumes. They may have to source it through people they know. That's the unadvertised or hidden job market. And if this is the first time someone, you know, you're hearing it for the first time, there are strategies. I'm not trying to make it so unattainable. I'm going to give you strategies on how to at least run a parallel job search with the advertised job market that exists out there too, Freddie.
All right. So talk about the significance of the hidden job market. You know, when you hear that name, you think, well, that leaves me out as hidden. I'll never find it and I can never break in.
It's called the hidden job market. About 8-9 years ago, I started following someone that works for the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. She wrote a lot of different articles on the hidden job market, and kind of raising the curtain on the hidden job market. And I've attached the Minnesota Deeds article to my website if people want to learn more. But really, they were looking at overlaying the jobs that were advertised out there and how many Minnesotans were being brought on in employment situations. And they saw that gap, that not every advertised job was being filled, or the jobs that were being filled were advertised. Mm-hmm. And so I dug down a little bit more to figure out why. And kind of what I talked about a few minutes ago, it's true. A lot of small to mid-sized companies cannot afford the people power to go out there and have HR sifting through, qualifying, interviewing, pre-screening. They're going to ask, Freddie, they're going to say, who do you know that can fill this position? We don't have the time, the energy to go out and do a broad search. So that being said, I don't want to alarm people that there's a hidden job market as much as embrace the hidden job market and go seek opportunities. And we have to do that through the people that we know. We have to build those advocates that become eyes and ears for us, who can speak about us, mm-hmm. who can walk our resume down the hallway to a hiring manager. A position may be so different. They might want to go in such a different direction than the person who held it, that they're still trying to figure out what that job description should look like. And that's why those hidden job markets, those unadvertised jobs exist, Freddie.
Mm.
So
what do you recommend to someone who is in career transition right now, maybe trying to break into a career, even though the opportunities can be a little difficult to identify, as you just mentioned, in comparison to the advertised job market? What do you suggest? What are some strategies that can be employed or deployed to bring up what may be behind that curtain?
Well, it is difficult to tap into this, but nothing that's difficult is doesn't turn out being that worthwhile. So think about it. You put the work into on the front end, learning about opportunities out there that unadvertised. We're looking for opportunities for growth. And the doing that due diligence, like I talked about a week or so ago, doing our own due diligence on that opportunity through our advocates, through people that can have these conversations about the real job needs and some of the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
That is the approach I would suggest, parallel to the advertised job market. We see the job boards out there. Continue to apply for those. Continue to talk to your advocates about those positions too. But if we do not embrace the hidden job market and the unadvertised jobs, we are lopping off a large number of opportunities there for us to grow and thrive and experience professional growth. So the strategies are simple.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get out there and talk to people. You have to embrace building your network a half mile deep versus 10,000 miles wide, because you want those advocates that can speak about you, who can refer you, who can talk about specific accomplishments that you had, how you overcame adversity in this position to achieve this goal. And once they start learning that where you want to go, they become your eyes and ears. That is how the hidden job market comes to you, is through the people that you know. And the ripple effect networking model that I designed is just simply looking at it from all aspects of your life. Why shouldn't we be talking to people at our faith organization, or when we're volunteering, or someone we worked with a few years back? Those are the people that know us, right, Freddie?
That's true. And they probably know you better than you know yourself.
Absolutely. And that's a very important point. They see many times people see us differently than we see ourselves. I did. My mentor saw that I had the ability to connect with people that were working here and working there and helping them. I didn't think I had it in me, but that my mentor helped me to see that. And so you're absolutely right, Freddie. Those people that know us can oftentimes recommend us or even open our eyes to another industry or other opportunities that are out there, because they see us differently than we see ourselves.
Well, everybody, this is Joe McKenzie. We're talking about the hidden opportunities in the hidden job market. So should everyone that's in a job search adopt that strategy to focus on the hidden job market, or is this just for a select few?
I highly recommend everybody look at it. I'm not saying that you go solely just in the unadvertised job market. Watch and go after and bring about strategies for the advertised jobs, but do not walk away from simple steps to bring that hidden job market to you. If you do, you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities you never heard about. And that, just remember, there's many, many, many small, mid-sized companies in the Twin Cities that are unable to have a wide net search. They do not have the human resource staff to go through these long hiring processes. They're looking for someone that can bring someone to them that's a known quantity. So just knowing that fact should allow you to start thinking about a few strategies. And those strategies are simply engage your bench of advocates so you in a diverse way, meaning many different industries, so you can cast that net out there, but have those that set of eyes and ears out there for you to uncover and bring that hidden job market to you.
All right. So the key points that we should remember in our conversation today regarding the hidden job market would be what?
the key points that exist. It's not because they're trying to keep it from you. It's the reality of many of the industries out there that they cannot go out and advertise their jobs. They have to go a different way. And just have a strategy to bring that hidden job market to you through your bench of advocates. And remember, I do have that article from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development on Minnesota's hidden job market and some other strategies. And I highly recommend that they visit my website and access that that report. It's right there. And certainly have them, listeners, feel free to reach out to me to add, you know, to that and personalize their search in regards to the hidden job market.
All right. Joe, we got to leave it right there. And you do some fine work at Ripple Connects, especially when you talk about this hidden job market.
Yes, we do, Freddie. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious.
The word courage comes from the Latin root word for heart. That's today's point of focus, having a courageous heart. You can be courageous when you boldly break through fear, refusing to be stymied by it for more than a moment. We all have all the right stuff to make whatever changes or decisions are necessary. You have the courage to climb any mountain, however insurmountable it may appear. Don't be dismayed by life setbacks or derailed by doubt. Simply rely on the tools that you have to steady your mind and fuel that courageous heart of yours. Right now, step out with daring and take clear action. Be a courageous conqueror, and victory is already yours. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon here on AM 950 with your House Geeks Market Minute. 3.07 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis area. This is up slightly over last week and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down 1.3%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.9%. This is up over last week's 4.71.
Conclusion for buyers. With the dramatic spike in interest rates last week, it may be good to hold tight and see what happens over this next week. However, long-term, it looks like rates are going to stay higher. And for sellers, be prepared for it to take longer for homes to sell than just a few months ago. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
And welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with you this afternoon. Let's talk a little bit about health care and your health in general as we continue this weekend. A group of hospitals and health care providers will battle the high prices of prescription drugs and supply shortages by manufacturing the pharmaceuticals themselves. The coalition, including hospital chain Intermountain Healthcare, the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, HCA Healthcare, and others, have launched a nonprofit generic drug company called Civica. It will be governed by a board made up of the top executives from the healthcare groups. Civica is the brainchild of Dan Liljenquist, a senior vice president for Intermountain. He says the goal of the new company is to cut prices of key drugs by 20% or more while preventing shortages. He says as a society, we pay for the development of these drugs. He also says it's offensive to see certain companies corner drugs just so they can raise prices that aren't justified by production costs. Lee Purvis, the director of healthcare services research at AARP, says this is a pleasant surprise. He says we want essential medicines to be available to people who need them. And as we continue talking about healthcare, there's a study that shows that patients could save big if they shop for healthcare services. All of us will go out of our way, according to the studies, to literally spend more money than necessary on healthcare. There's a new study out that says of 50,000 patients, when traveling to receive routine diagnostic scans, they bypassed an average of 6 facilities where they could have paid less for the same procedure. Instead, patients tended to go where their physician suggested, often increasing the odds that they would pay more for a scan. The study spotlights how valuable it is to be a comparison shopper for healthcare services, but also how rarely people do so. Focusing on a single straightforward procedure, a lower limb MRI scan, researchers found that people paid an average of $306 out of pocket in addition to their insurer's contributions for a scan. But if they had gone to the cheapest nearby MRI facility, they could have saved themselves an average of $84. Patients of doctors and hospital-owned practices were more likely to get a scan in a hospital where average prices were more than double those of scans done elsewhere. The study also shows doctors' strong influences on their patients' healthcare choices. A study also says that very few patients in that study use a price disclosure tool. In many instances, there were tremendous savings available if people would just shop around. It's also okay to ask your doctor if you can get high-quality care at a lower price than the original location that you were referred to. We're trying to save you money, and we're also talking about healthcare in this segment on New Beginnings. As we continue talking about healthcare this weekend, it's time now to brush away your healthcare risk. Poor dental habits can have a surprising ripple effect throughout your body. A lot of us know that. It's also been said that the better your teeth, the better your health. Poor dental habits can have a surprising ripple effect throughout our bodies. Here's how a toothbrush, some floss, and a little extra sink time can help prevent diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and plus even keep your teeth and gums healthy for life. How about that? I've got some ideas. I have at least 8 points we want to share with you this afternoon. Let's see if we can get through all of them. Number one, when you take care of your teeth, it gives you a sharper brain. People with severe periodontal disease were 3 times more likely to have Alzheimer's disease, that according to a statistical review. In another study, stroke patients had higher levels of certain bacteria in their saliva, demonstrating a link between oral hygiene and stroke risk. So number one is a sharper brain. Number two is clearer lungs. If you find yourself headed to the hospital, bring your toothbrush. A recent study found that providing patients with oral care decreased instances of hospital-related pneumonia by 39%. Number three is a lower cancer risk. Postmenopausal women who've experienced periodontal disease are at risk for breast, esophageal, gallbladder, skin, and lung cancers, that according to a 2017 study. We're giving you some ideas on how you can brush away your health risk. How about healthier kidneys? There's a correlation between poor periodontal health and atherosclerosis has been well established for a few decades now. Atherosclerosis can be the root of a bunch of health problems you want nothing to do with, like chronic kidney disease. And how about a fatter wallet? Every time you brush and floss, it's like adding to your 401k. The average 20-year dental expense for an American 65-plus is about $15,000. At-home tooth care can help avoid a large chunk of that cost. And how about a stronger heart? We'd all love to have that. Endocarditis is an infection or inflammation of the inner lining of the heart chambers and valves that's caused by germs invading the bloodstream. While fairly uncommon, it can be fatal. The National Institutes of Health warns that poor dental hygiene and unhealthy teeth and gums increase your risk for the infection. And then low blood sugar. People with diabetes and periodontal disease may have a harder time controlling their blood glucose levels, according to some studies. Let your dentist know if you have diabetes, and if you wear dentures, make sure they fit properly. And then the last item is lifelong sex. Men suffering from erectile dysfunction were three times more likely to have been diagnosed with chronic periodontal disease, that according to a recent large-scale review. Chronic inflammation can damage the lining of blood vessels, including those in the penis. We're giving you some ideas on how you can brush away your health care risk, because experts say that poor dental habits have a surprising ripple effect throughout your body. You're listening to New Beginnings as we continue talking health this weekend. Recently, I was reading a study that says that deaths as related to flu is on the rise for older Americans. Fatalities jumped sixfold over the last 2 years, and experts say current vaccines are ineffective at blocking an evolving virus. As a new flu season arrives, older Americans are facing an increased risk of dying from the virus. According to a new analysis of government data, it's revealing that deaths attributed to the flu among those 65 and older have spiked in recent years. More than 12,000 people aged 65 and older died from the disease during the last flu season that started on October 1st, 2017. That is more than double the death toll of the 2016-17 flu season, and six times the number from 2015-16, and six times the number from 2015-16. That's what the research found when analyzing the data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In addition to a large death toll in 2017 and 18, the number of flu-related hospitalizations of those 65 and older was higher than has ever been seen in any other year. While the rate of flu fatalities has increased across all age groups, the failure to effectively battle the virus is having an outsized impact on older folks. Nearly 80% of those who died from the flu last season were 65 or older. The flu accounts for about 5% of all winter deaths among older Americans, and these trends seem to negate what should have been a success story. People age 65 and older are much better than others at getting annual flu shots. In 2017, for example, 69% of seniors got a flu shot, while the vaccination rate was 46% for people ages 50 to 64, 33% for ages 18 to 49, and 48% for those 17 and younger. There's no requirement that adult flu deaths be reported to the CDC, making it difficult to provide a precise fatality count. The CDC makes a preliminary count by studying death certificates and updates a preliminary death count every week on a publicly available database. The Center for Disease Control urges everyone who is at least 6 months old to get an annual flu shot, and says older people and infants are at a particularly high risk for the flu. Although the vaccine may provide only limited protection, health officials say it's better than doing nothing. While we may have an imperfect vaccine, it still ends up preventing a significant amount of illness, so make sure that you get your flu shot and get it today. You're listening to Freddie Bell. This is New Beginnings, and our show continues right after these important messages. Stay with us.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Native Earth Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great. More time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national Native news with reporters all around the country. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be sunny with a high near 41, while tonight's clear with a low around 28. Tomorrow is sunny with a high near 55, Monday sunny with a high near 56, and Tuesday sunny with a high near 47. Lyddon's Party Value has moved 1 mile north. Getting to Lyddon's Party Value is easy. Just Google 913 Plymouth Avenue North. Shop their haunting Halloween and fabulous fall sections. And yes, free parking. Or shop online at partyvalue.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings, and right now we switch our attention to West Metro Hypnosis, where we find Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Good afternoon, Freddie. It's a highlight of my day to be here with you.
And we can't wait. We always point to West Metro Hypnosis because you have some great ideas that you always share with us. And I understand you want to talk about habits. That I have no bad habits, by the way.
Of course you don't.
None.
Should I ask your wife about this?
Please don't.
Okay.
So how are you framing it up this week?
We are going to talk about habits, and it's interesting because many times, or most people always think of habits in something that needs to be broken. And actually, you cannot break a habit. And so it's always interesting to see the kind of language that we use with different ideas and different topics. So getting it into our minds that we cannot break a habit. So what are we doing when we want to break out of an old pattern? You have to have something to replace it with. Your mind has to have absolute clarity as to what it is going to be doing instead of that old habit. So it's not a breaking of the habit. It's just a replacement of it. And the interesting thing about this is that it becomes much more effortless when you think about simply taking persistent action to keep doing something differently and realizing that that old pattern simply becomes obsolete in the presence of a new behavior. You following me?
I do. So continue though, but you're making it, you're invoking obsolescence with this process.
Absolutely. So it really requires persistent action. And persistent action is identifying three things. You can take persistent action if you identify what your cue is that gets the habit going. You identify what your routine is, how you know you're playing out that habit, and then identifying the reward. What am I getting out of doing this habit? There's always a reward involved, otherwise you would not be doing it. When you identify those things, then you can go in and you can start changing. You don't have to change all three of them. You can change, you can keep the reward and simply give yourself a new routine, change the routine, and follow that up with persistent action. You can change the cue or the trigger, and that will evoke a different response as well. But key is always finding something to replace it with. And when you've got this formula of identifying the cue or the trigger, the routine and the reward, and breaking it down to those simple components and realizing that all you have to do is take persistent action, meaning continuous action that is different from what you were doing before, you're going to have a different response.
It seems so simple, but a lot of us miss it. So the key thing to take away from this weekend, Kelly, would be what?
The three components: trigger, routine, and reward. And really the easiest different action that you can take persistently is to focus on your attention in that moment to your breath and realize that you have everything you need to break out of any old pattern.
Kelly, how can we reach you by phone?
952-222-3975.
And you're listening to New Beginnings, and it continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities, and it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. It's Freddie Bell. It's time now for our life segment on the show. We want to talk about some things that really help to improve your life. And also, we'll be talking about elections and a few other things to throw in for good measure, perhaps even retirement if we have some time, and how you can manage your money. Let's talk about how, and also, oh, and by the way, we'll be talking about some scams too. Let's talk right now about technology and how they, whoever they are, can track you. There are companies and others who are regularly gathering information about you, whether you are in the store, your car, or even at home. You can assume that most tasks you perform on a phone or a computer, like if you pay a bill, send a photograph, share a joke, or buy a gift, are recorded by some business or organization. But the tracking of your information doesn't end there. Your phone might be silently transmitting your location. Your debit or credit card swipes will mark what you bought and where you bought it. Your alarm system keeps records of when you lock your doors. Most of this is done legally and with good intentions. As companies collect more data about you and your preferences, they presumably can deliver more personalized information and experiences. Some data collection is merely a function of a product itself. A fitness tracker that can't locate you can't record how many miles you ran today, for example. Now, understanding how your data gets collected can help you take more control of your privacy. Here's a quick look at some situations in daily life in which you may be sharing personal information without realizing it. How about if you're just sitting at home browsing the internet? Well, that search engine you're using to find websites or information tracks your browsing activity. It then analyzes this behavior to target ads directly at you. And what about when you're at home shopping online? Well, Amazon and other online retailers have made it an art form to track not only your purchasing patterns, but also what items you viewed so they can recommend more products that align with your interests and with your needs. A lot of us love listening to music. Did you know that when you activate an Amazon Echo or Google Home speaker by voice, that those companies record what you say? These smart speakers are sometimes called a personal data fire hose squirting from your house. And how about when you're watching television? Yes, some smart televisions can collect your viewing data and other information. New models typically ask your permission first, but it's not always easy to understand what you're agreeing to. If you have an older television set, it may be tracking you by default. You'd have to opt out in order for you not to be tracked. And how about when you're cooking a meal? Many new models of kitchen appliances, thermostats, light bulbs, light switches, door locks, and more can be controlled from a phone or a remote device. The fact that everyday household products are now connected to the internet presents a new privacy and data security challenge. Transmitted data can indicate whether you're home or whether you're not, and you know the rest of that particular story. How about when you're doing business, researching your genealogy? Businesses like 23andMe and Ancestry.com promise to reveal your genetic relatives based on the DNA from a saliva sample. But who's able to peek at that data? Recent criminal cases reveal that police are working with such services to gather information for investigators. How about when you go to the doctor? We just finished our healthcare segment. Pacemakers and defibrillators and other medical devices are now often connected to your doctor or the hospital, transmitting medical information. We're not saying that this is wrong or nefarious, but it's certainly worth understanding that that information can be transmitted and it's your information. It's important that we make sure that we safeguard all of our activities. How about when you go to have that cup of coffee with your friends in the morning or early afternoon? Beware of eavesdropping on free Wi-Fi networks. The person next to you could be using a tool called a packet sniffer to see what data you're sending to the websites that you visit. So be very, very careful when you're at the coffee houses. How about when you're shopping at a store? Those cards that get you discounts at stores and restaurants and other businesses are used to track your name, address, and what you buy. How about when you go to get your computer fixed? There's no danger there. Wrong. If you have a problem with your computer, the repair team at that big box store can help. However, recent reports revealed that employees at Best Buy were paid by the FBI to notify them of possible illegal content on customers' computers. We're giving you some ideas on how to protect your own personal data this weekend on New Beginnings. This is a part of our Your Life series. How about when you're driving? EasyPass and other toll transponders create a log of your locations. Also, speed and red light cameras at key locations, snap license plate numbers along with the date, time, and location. And some auto industry companies may want to track your driving with a device installed in your car that transmits data all the time. And speaking of cars, when you're out and about, connecting your phone to the onboard electronics in a rental car could be risky. Anyone who uses the car afterwards could be able to go through that car's menu and see what calls you made, and they may even be able to find out who's on your contact list. Maybe you go to the library from time to time to do research. If you go to the library and use a public internet kiosk there and forget to log out, the data you saved and the websites you visited can be available to the next person. Browsers offer a setting through which you can clear your history, logins, and other information. Many of us go to work out at the gym. Well, that fitness tracker on your wrist collects data on your workouts, exercise routines, and location. That information is shared with the manufacturers and can be synced with your social media accounts. And how about if you're just out walking? Your phone's location service tracks you and may share that data with certain apps. A lot of us love the benefit of our smartphones as GPS or to utilize ride sharing or similar location-based services, but by default, those apps track and log a tremendous amount about your location history. Also, surveillance cameras are increasingly used in public places to aid police investigations or monitor for suspicious activities. Here's how you protect yourself. Use a virtual private network. They're secure. They protect online activities from prying eyes. If you search VPN on the internet to find services, most charge a small monthly fee. Change your web browsers. A few like Tor, T-O-R, or Epic Privacy Browser prevent snoopers from seeing the sites you visit and stop websites from tracking you. And then search anonymously. Search engines such as DuckDuckGo and StartPage block ad trackers and keep your search history private. And also be wary when using those apps. Many ask for access to your contacts, photos, and other information. Decline first and see how the app runs without sharing that information. And don't share your location. If you go for a walk that your fitness app tracked, don't post your path on Facebook, even for bragging rights, because then people can see clearly where you live and when you're away. Just some ideas to help to keep you safe in this digital world. And this is our lifestyle segment on New Beginnings. So glad you're with us this weekend, and we've got more information coming. And if you'd like to reach us, all you have to do is call me at 888-639-9738, 888-639-9738. The website is freddiebell.com. Click on New Beginnings, and you can see previous programs on our show. And also, we'd love to hear from you, so please leave a comment. I'm Freddie Bell. This is New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
AM 950 listeners, we have a home cleaning company with an offer just for you. They're Blue Sky Services. Blue Sky Services will wash your windows, siding, gutters, clean those black streaks off your roof, and much more. Window washing starts at $100. Siding cleaning starts at $199. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484 to ask for the AM 950 special. If you hear this, you have an exclusive house cleaning offer for AM 950 listeners. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484. That's 651-447-4484.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Step four, probably the most unfamiliar term to many of us. It's an old Unity term, realization. This is the step where we enter the deepest aspect of the silence within, and we realize our unity with our Creator. Our connection with God becomes real to us. We experience it. That is the silence. We are no longer denying and affirming. We're no longer giving God a laundry list of prayer requests. We're no longer having an inner dialogue. No, step four is that point of silence, that point of realizing. As Jesus expressed so beautifully, the Father and I are one. This unity, this connection. And step five, thanksgiving, is an expression of gratitude that this inner process of prayer has planted spiritual seeds that will in time come into expression in our physical life in this world. We give thanks. I like to say often, and did this for many years that I led the midweek service at Unity Temple in Kansas City, always ending our extended time of prayer in the silence by saying, as we make this transition, leaving the prayer process and prepare to take up our outer activity in the world, that we give thanks, that every prayer is answered. Ooh. What does that mean? Well, I prayed that I would win the lotto this week. That hasn't been answered. No. What do we mean when we say every prayer is heard, every prayer is answered? Because any time we turn our attention within, and you may call it prayer, you may call it meditation, contemplation, you choose your word. But when you turn your attention away from the outer, to the inner reality of your being, there is a blessing. And it is a blessing that in time will bring forth physical healing, prosperity, and much bounty. Every prayer, you might see yourself like one of our good farmers in Minnesota. Every prayer is planting a seed. Or ask our great gardener, Carlotta, about working on our landscape here around the church. What it is, you can think of prayer as planting that seed. You can have confidence that your prayer is heard and something will come of it. If you make the mistake, as I did many times during my life, thinking that my prayer was not effective because I didn't have a great big Hollywood production in my inner life. Fanfares, angels flying around, yada-da-da, and all this activity. Our prayers can be very answered very quietly. If you are seeking a greater connection to others, for example, in your prayer, then be attentive, present to your life and your world, and probably before you even leave the building here today. If you listen, someone will be asking for your acknowledgement. They'll be asking for your attention. Notice me. Hear me. There is your answer to make a connection with others. Listen. The opportunities are here constantly, and prayer guides us in that process. So that's enough of describing the five-step prayer process. Let's experience it. And although I use a lot of words to outline it, the experience actually does not have to be lengthy. You do not have to say, well, I can't pray because I don't have an hour at work right now to set aside to do that. It can be done, as the scripture says, in a twinkling of an eye, because it's simply a shifting of your attention from out here to your essence, where you can connect with the creative power that brought you into being. And it's also important to remember that you do not have to make this process work. You do not have to make it happen. If you give your full attention and desire to the spirit within you, the process will unfold naturally and easily. It's the way that God has made us. It's the relationship the Creator has with its creation. The prophet Jeremiah described it this way: when you call, I will answer. If you seek me with all your heart. That is, if you really give the prayer process your full attention. And if you can do that in 1 minute or two, the process is complete. If, on the other hand, that first step of relaxation, of letting go, if that takes you 20 minutes or 45 minutes, well, that's up to you. But let's experience this now. I invite you to turn your attention within, to close your eyes if you choose, and just begin this process of relaxation. I invite you to breathe out with a sigh as you let go of all your outer concerns of this day. However many times it's necessary for you to disconnect from concerns and anxiety about all that is going on in the outer world. I let go and I let God be revealed in my inner life. I let my breathing focus my attention. I breathe out anxiety. I breathe in God, my essential truth. I breathe out fear. I breathe in God, my assurance. I breathe out any difficulty, any negativity. I breathe in all possibility. The power of the Creator of all.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer.
We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.